Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHGV. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's show is about the Christmas night market coming up on Saturday, December 14th from 1 to 8 p.m. at Christ Our Shepherd Center in Greensburg. That's 2900 Seminary Drive. I'd like to welcome to the show Robin Mull, who is the Director of Marketing for the Diocese of Greensburg, and Cliff Gorski, who is the Executive Editor of the Catholic Accent. Thank you, Robin, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And Cliff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's great to be here with you.
First time
first
on the
time.
Show. Okay, got a lot of first timers here in November and December, and I'm glad to have you. I really wanted to take some time to talk about the Christmas night market because I know the two of you are spending a lot of time planning this. And I know that this was an idea that came about because of the Greensburg Bishop's chance meeting with an artist, mm-hmm. right? And I know he took a trip out to a night market out in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Where he met a woman named Pipka Oldevin. And I had not heard of Pipka before this, but Cliff, tell it. Who is Pipka?
So Pipka is really a world-renowned artist, and she actually began her career in art making sculptures of Santas that became collectible items. I mean, they're just amazing, the detail on these items. And also, Pipka is an artist, so she creates artwork that is just truly magnificent, including the Greensburg Santa that she did last year for the diocese.
So Pipka lived in Door County, Wisconsin, and they are famous for their Chris Kindle Market. It's easier to say than spell, right? The Chris Kindle Market, but Bishop wanted to go out there. He'd heard so many things, and he went out there and met Pipka and learned all about her. Really, it's art that's inspired by cultural versions of St. Nicholas, correct?
It is, and that comes from her growing up in Slovakia, being raised in Germany. Then after World War II, Pipka was about, I think she told us she was around 5 years old, and then she moved to the United States, and a lot of her artwork is inspired by her Eastern European roots and some of the things that she's experienced within her life.
And so she first paints them and then she handed them over. It's almost like when we were growing up, remember things remembered, mm-hmm. remember those collectibles, or you could go to the store and very, very classic paintings that had really the cultural nuances of each of these St. Nicholases, and then they were turned into sculptures, and then only a limited number were produced. And Bishop Kulik has a number of those. And so he went out to this night market and he said, "We can do this in Greensburg." And then he came back and said to you, Robin, "We can do this in Greensburg. How do you make this happen?" So the first one was last year.
First one was last year. It was a huge success. We had a great turnout. The vendors wanted to come back again this year just because of how well it did last year, and then food vendors sold out. I mean, that's what every food vendor wants, is to go home empty-handed. It's really good.
It sounds wonderful. So Pipka came out for that event, and she gave a talk on her St. Nicholas art, and then she had a whole store where she sold some of the St. Nicholas art. And this year, I believe she is coming back. Is that right?
She is coming back. We just got to confirm that she's able to come. And the topic is Madonna, the Madonna in Christmas art. So if you go to Pipka's website, you can see a lot of the work that she's done with the Madonna, Christ's mother. And a lot of the interesting parts, especially for the holiday season, she's got some paintings that she's done. One's called Star of Bethlehem, and it features the Christ child in the Nativity with Mary and Joseph and a starry sky above. And if you look at it, Jen, it really goes back to what you said her influences were. And if you look at the artwork and the faces, so it's going to be very interesting. She is interesting. She has Angels Celebrate, which is another interesting work of art that Pipka has done. That I'm sure she's going to have on display. And that's the other thing, that when she does come back, she's going to give a lecture and talk about this Madonna in the artwork that she has done. And then in the Diocesan Heritage Center, we are going to have a display of her artwork in there. So you can actually see everything that we have available to us that day, featuring the Madonna in her artwork, which is really, really something special.
It is something special. It's great that she can come back out here from the Midwest and come out and celebrate this Christmas night market on December 14th. So, Robin, you were in charge of the vendors. You have food vendors and you have craft and gift vendors. So take us through what's first.
Sure. Obviously, we'll start with the good stuff, the food. But we have Firehouse Subs. They are coming and they got a brand new food truck, if you would, and it's a
A
big
mobile
red
unit.
bus. It's amazing. So they'll have cold and hot subs. Quinn Brewing Company will be selling beer and hard seltzers. Shanty Ridge, they were very popular. They did this pulled pork and they had a smoker and mashed potato bowls and things like that. Super Dogs, they're always fun and friendly. They have hot dogs, kielbasa, and WPF concession stands, chicken wings, chicken bites, pizza muffins, and nachos, of course, and fries. Rizzo's will be there selling gourmet Italian foods. Traveling Tom's Coffee, can't ever, you have to have coffee wherever you go. 1 to 8, it doesn't matter. Coffee's good anytime. Kona Ice will also be there for the kids. And new this year is Donut Envy Greensburg. So they will be making mini donuts, fresh squeezed lemonade, hot and iced coffee, and then they are also going to have hot chocolate and apple cider.
Wow, that is quite a lineup of food. It's a good thing it goes from 1 to 8, so
One
I
to
can
eight,
eat
yeah.
multiple times while I'm there.
And if there's any food vendors listening right now, please feel free to give me a call. I'm always open to take one or two more. And then for the craft vendors, we have more than 30 vendors. We have room for about 35 vendors. I mean, if you were there last year, it was very packed, but it's a lot of fun. We have the Rogue Hen. We have Paula Stained Glass, so the glass items and jewelry. We have Christmas ornaments. Ronnie Salsa is coming back again this year. I know everyone always loves his Bethlehem Christian store, where he sells nativity scenes. It's just a lot of nice gifts for Christmas, those last minute kind of unique and thoughtful gifts that people have on hand. We also do have some food vendors inside. We have Jenny Lee's Bakery, May Contain Nuts, selling baked goods. And then we also have a new cookie vendor. She'll be baking fresh cookies.
Well, surprise me.
Surprise me.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's exciting. I can't wait to be surprised by her. And Surprise Me is also hosting the cookie tasting that we have
For
too.
children. Yeah, we're going to go through the whole schedule of events. So this starts at 1 o'clock, right? And it goes until 8 o'clock. And kind of right in the middle is that 4 o'clock mass, right? And that's what draws a lot of people. Some people come before and they want to explore. Some people stay after and they want to explore. So why don't you take us through what happens at 1 o'clock? There's a big event that sort of kicks off the day at 1 o'clock.
So at 1 o'clock, we have the Christmas wine tasting. You get to sample wines from around the world while learning about the cultural nuances of Saint Nick's from many countries. This is a 45-minute tasting, and you, of course, get to eat Christmas cookies while you're drinking wine. And tickets are $25 a person, and of course, 21 or older for this event.
So where can you register for the Christmas wine tasting at 1 o'clock on Saturday, December 14th?
Sure. You can visit christmasnightmarket.org.
Well, that's pretty easy. Just log on, get your tickets, and you're good to go.
Yes.
Wonderful. Cliff, at 2 o'clock, something else happened. Tell us about the 2 o'clock.
The 2 o'clock is the Christmas beer tasting, and that is just awesome. We had this last year, a beer tasting event, and it drew so many people. So what will happen at two is you'll get to sample beers from around the world. And you will also learn about the cultural nuances of Saint Nick from many different countries. I think we have Italy, Poland, Russia, Ukraine, a number of countries, Germany, Ireland. So we'll be teaching about those cultural nuances there as well. And it's a 45-minute tasting. And as Robin said, you will be able to have a snack of Christmas cookies along with your beer tasting. So if you want to book your reservation, It is $25 a person, and you must be 21 and older, and you can do that at christmasnightmarket.org.
Now, Robin, let's say you want to do both the wine tasting and beer tasting, but you have children. What do you do?
Well, you can send your children to the Children's Christmas Cookie Tasting and a visit from St. Nicholas. So those are at 1 and 2 p.m. and they last 45 minutes. So you can drop your kids off, go have some wine, relax a little bit, and then pick your little ones up and then visit some food trucks for them. And this is a wonderful way to keep the true meaning of Christmas in the foreground of celebrations this season. Your youngster can learn about the traditions surrounding Christmas cookies and why we leave a treat for Saint Santa each Christmas Eve as a sign of our thankfulness for God's many blessings. And then children will create their own edible Christmas scene and enjoy a visit with Saint Nicholas.
Wow, that's I might want to go to
I
that.
know,
We'll go to the beer and wine
right
tasting. That
up
sounds amazing. That's great. So I think
And that, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
children under 5 have to be accompanied by an adult, right?
Yeah. And it's $15 a person.
Okay. And same thing, christmasnightmarket.org. You can jump on and register for your kids for that. No problem. That sounds great. And then the 4 o'clock mass, kids who want to be in the Christmas choir can also jump on that, correct?
Yeah, that we are always looking for children to come and participate in the diocesan children's choir. You have to be between the ages of 8 and 18 and be in good standing with a parish or Catholic school in the Diocese of Greensburg, and to help celebrate Mass with Bishop Kulik at 4 o'clock. And again, there is a registration if you'd like to participate. You can go to ChristmasNightMarket.org, fill out the form, and also put your t-shirt size in so that we can make sure that you are properly attired for this wonderful Christmas night.
Now, Cliff, I wanted to ask you too about the 3 o'clock lecture with Pipka. That's the Madonna and Christmas art. That's free for anyone to attend.
It is free for anyone to attend. We do suggest you get there a little bit early because, as you're aware, traffic, we had traffic backed up on Route 30. So please come early, but it is free, and it will be very interesting because Pipka really can captivate an audience in describing what she does and how she does it, really her story behind all of this artwork.
Really neat.
Well, if you come early, you get a front row seat for mass,
Yeah,
so
you
it
will.
works out.
Which is also a problem. We had people last year coming for the mass, and they were out into the parking lot trying to get into mass. So really, St. Joseph's Chapel holds about 400 people. So yeah, get there early.
We did make
We have
revisions
kinks.
for parking, so we are also using Mountain View Elementary parking, and you will get shuttled back and forth. So that'll be a nice addition.
Yeah, just avoid the traffic altogether. Park at Mountain View Elementary, and why not, right? It shuttles every 10 minutes, so it's worth it to take that over there. Well, this sounds really neat. Last year, about 1,200 people came through the market.
Least
Yeah.
1,200 people.
For a brand new event, you're really happy with that.
Oh, it was amazing. It was wonderful. People were outside. We had fire pits and music playing outside. We have a food tent with heaters, so it's very nice. I mean, if you've never been to Christ Our Shepherd Center, please come. It's a beautiful scenery, the setting. It's so peaceful and relaxing, and it's just very nice to spend a day with your family there.
Especially before the holidays, and we hope for decent weather. That's really helped us last year. I don't think anybody even had a coat on last year.
No, it was very
It
warm.
was. Yeah, but it's just a great, I know it's December 14th, but it's really a great day if you've gone out Christmas shopping and you just need a reprieve from all of that. It really is a great day to just come and walk around the market and participate in the mass. And then, of course, in the middle, you can have your beer and wine tastings and send the kids off to make cookies. And it really is, a wonderful, I think it's a great reprieve.
And even if there is a little bit of snow or rain, I mean, if you happen to want to find out more about Chris Kindle markets in different countries and how they are, I mean, they go in
Thanks. All
snow,
weather.
all
Yeah,
weather.
all
Yeah,
weather.
all weather.
Yeah, they do. And you have quite a selection of vendors that, and I agree with what Robin said earlier, that if you're looking for that unique, hard to buy for a person, I'm
You
sure you'll
oh, you can
find it
find
there.
anything. Yeah.
It really
And there's
is.
so many American Girl doll clothes, candles, soy candles, lots of scented items, designer inspired fashion jewelry. I mean, there's just, all of these vendors will be listed on the website as well. So you'll have an opportunity to see if your favorite one is coming that day. And then also possibly visit their website link or Facebook page so you can get a sample of what they have to sell.
I'm talking with Robin Mull, who is the director of marketing for the Diocese of Greensburg, and Cliff Gorski, who's the executive director of the Catholic Accent. And they're discussing the Christmas night market coming up on Saturday, December 14th. Stay with us because after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you can buy in the store while you're there. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Robin Mull. She's the Director of Marketing for the Diocese of Greensburg, and Cliff Gorski, he's the Executive Editor of the Catholic Accent. And they are two of the organizers for the Christmas Night Market that's coming up on Saturday, December 14th. That's at 2900 Seminary Drive in Greensburg. So really the Christmas night market is a festive and fun event. You can stroll the outdoor attractions. There's twinkling Christmas lights everywhere. You can warm up with some hot chocolate by the fire. You can head inside and enjoy food and craft vendors. There are collectibles that are created by world-renowned artist Pipka Oldeven on display for this event. There are carolers, there's St. Nicholas cookies. They're all part of the experience, and admission and parking is free. Now, last year, you spent a lot of time on developing St. Nick's. It was like a workshop, but it was trying to think St. Nick's sort of
Christmas
Christmas
store.
store. Yeah, it was a Christmas store. And so you could go in there. And do you remember some of the things that were in there that you're going to have again this time?
I do. We had St. Nicholas ornaments, coasters, blankets. We also have the Greensburg Santa, where we had mugs, kind of like,
It's coffee.
yeah, coffee mugs,
Like
which I
the
carry. I
actual,
use mine all the time, even in the summer, because I love Santa and St. Nick, so it's good to keep the spirit all year, right? What are some other things,
we
Cliff?
have the prints,
We had the prince. Yeah.
of the Greensburg Santa, which many people, even Robin, even after the event into like the spring, were asking.
We're requesting
Yeah,
them.
they wanted them. So they will be there. And what we have from that will be there. We also had
We had
items for like kids to
kids,
buy.
thank you. We had little stuffed teddy bears and
All kinds of stuff.
all
Now,
sorts.
this year with the Madonnas,
Oh,
then there's going to be the Madonna prints available for sale.
true. Yes, there will be. Pipka's working on those now, and to make sure that we have them in the store. And yeah, they will be there for
I would assume
sale.
there'll be ornaments for those. You can make a whole holy tree with the Saint Nicks and the
Yeah.
Madonnas and
It's just fantastic. I mean, it really is something to see. Jen, you mentioned the warmth of it. I find that that's a really good description of it. When you come up there, it's a very warm feeling that you get. When you come up and see those twinkling lights, it come in the evening, and really, I mean, the store is just fantastic, and all the things that we have available for people to take a look at, purchase, and be on their way. And we do take credit cards.
And I should mention too, a lot of the vendors have they take cash, credit, Venmo, PayPal. So make sure you have all four of those or five. I think there might be five different apps now already, but some vendors only take cash, where some have options to also use a credit card.
That's amazing. And just take after Christmas.
That's right.
It's fine.
Remember those commercials with the mailman would come and drop the bills in the spot. Yeah. That'd be
He still does
great.
that. Yeah.
Still happens.
This is quite an undertaking. I know it's a lot of work to put all this together. And the whole staff of the Catholic Accent works on this, correct?
Yes. We have a great team. We do a lot of different events. This one is definitely probably our largest one that we do Latter Day. We look forward to it every year. It's just nice to be with each other and, see all the happy smiling faces from the community because, people came from Greensburg, Indiana,
Oh, from
all over
outside the
Bay Area.
diocese. Yeah.
And this is open to anyone to come throughout the day. And then we do have the mass with Bishop at 4 o'clock. And, it's just a very, very nice event.
Yeah. And the mass on that Saturday evening, the anticipated for Sunday, is Laudate Sunday, which is Latin for rejoice. So we are really hoping that you will come out and have a day with us and celebrate and rejoice as we count down the days that we commemorate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
So the St. Nicholas's will be there in real life. So we had costume designers who took the paintings and the sculptures and then created the actual costumes so that literally Babbo Natale is walking around. So tell me a little bit about Babbo Natale.
Well, in Italy, they know Saint Nicholas as Father Christmas. He's also known, and he's usually dressed in a red tunic or cape that is trimmed with white fur, and he carries an Episcopal cross, which symbolizes his origins as a bishop. Babbo Natale also holds a Presepe, or a nativity scene, as a tradition that was made popular by Saint Francis of Assisi. He also has a basket of treasures, which includes the doll of La Befana.
La Befana, that's the scary woman, right? Sounds like she cleans the
She's
chimney sweep, right?
yes,
The chimney sweep.
she's the Good Witch of Epiphany.
Okay, that's what
Don't
it
scare the kids.
is.
Who delivers gifts to the children on the eve of the Epiphany. And they're like traditional items, kind of like puppets and fireworks, but they represent Italy's rich cultural heritage during the holiday season.
So fun. Now, Bishop, his own heritage is from Slovakia, Robin, so he really wanted to see Slovak Santa.
Yes. I wish he was here to describe it because he could pronounce some of these
Yeah.
words for us.
Yeah.
But I'm going to refer to Cliff on how to say Santa in Slovakian.
Svetký
Okay, there we go. Or Saint Nicholas. He's dressed in a red coat trimmed with roses, and he carries a tree symbolizing hope and renewal. His staff connects him to the shepherding tradition, emphasizing his role as a protector, while a nativity underscores the religious significance of Christmas in Slovakia. Together, these elements create a meaningful portrayal of
Mikulas.
oh, you guys have the
as a
story about
spiritual
huh?
and cultural figure in Slovak traditions.
That's fantastic. I want to talk about the Ireland Santa Cliff. Tell us about what's Ireland Santa, Irish Santa.
Well, Irish Santa is the Dina Nollag, and he wears a vibrant green coat symbolizing the Ireland lush hills and life. And he carries an accordion decorated with a shamrock representing the Holy Trinity. And he also has a holly wreath, which is on his arms, that symbolize protection and eternity. Now, here's the funny thing, his pockets are full of potatoes. Now,
Well,
not the gift
it's a
that
potato
a kid,
famine in that
well,
region, and I get it. There's cultural significance to that.
but it reflects the resilience of the Irish farmers, you're right. And he brings gifts like books, a castle, soft wool yarn, and a thatched roof set. And he's usually accompanied by a leprechaun playing a fiddle, and spreads joy and embodies the spirit of the season. I know why you're laughing.
Very nice. I'm not. Yeah.
Great. I like that Pipka actually did a Greensburg Santa, right? She did a Greensburg St. Nicholas. Tell us about that.
Sure. The Greensburg Santa is also known as the Gift Bringer, and he was designed and painted by Pipka in 2023, which was her newest Santa. And he wears a reddish brown coat trimmed with green, embodying generosity and community. On a dark winter's Christmas Eve in southwestern Pennsylvania, a star shines over Blessed Sacrament Cathedral. illuminating the coal miners' villages or patches. The gift bringer carries gifts for children, including tinker toys and cookies, symbolizing the Holy Family's journey. In this St. Nicholas, he's accompanied by two boys from the mines representing faith and works, and he carries items for blessings by the bishops, including a canary in a cage, symbolizing hope and safety for miners. Alongside the canary are a hand-carved creche and a hobby horse for baby Jesus. Leading the way is a glowing girl with a basket of oranges and apples, and she is guiding them toward the Christ child, echoing Isaiah's proclamation that a little child shall guide them.
It's amazing. And that's all very Western Pennsylvania. The coal miner, the canary, the tinker toys, even working the cathedral into that. That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Represents all four corners of our diocese.
Yep. So, Cliff, give us the recap about, we have about 2 minutes left. Give us the recap of the Christmas night market.
So you'll want to be there because at 1 o'clock we begin with the vendors opening and the food trucks being there. And then you can register for the Christmas wine kit begin at 1 o'clock. The Christmas beer tasting is at 2 o'clock. And then at 1 and 2, the children's Christmas cookie tasting and visit with St. Nicholas. So you can register for all of those at ChristmasNightMarket.org. And then at 4 o'clock, Bishop Kulik will have Mass. And if you or your if your child or your grandchild would like to be in the diocese children's choir at the 4 o'clock Mass, same thing. Just go on ChristmasNightMarket.org and register them for that. And then after Mass, stay and stroll the grounds and visit the vendors and eat at the food trucks. We'll be there till 8 o'clock.
And then that 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is Pipka's lecture on the Madonna in Christmas art. You won't want to miss that. That is free. You can just come to that and then hang out and attend Mass and then hang out afterwards.
Great. Robin, how do you register for all this?
Sure. You just take a visit to our website, ChristmasNightMarket.org. You will find a schedule of events so you don't forget what time you have to be there. Registration links are there, and then some more descriptions about what we have going on that day. You can also find a list of the vendors, food and truck vendors on there as well.
Wow, very nice. And that's Saturday, December 14th from 1 to 8 p.m. That address again is 2900 Seminary Drive in Greensburg. So last question, what was your favorite costume?
Oh, the Irish one.
You like the Irish
because
one?
Because I dressed it.
Did you dress in it last year? Did you have potatoes in your pocket?
I did.
Yeah.
And that's why Robert laughed.
Oh, I see.
I was the smallest one.
You were the smallest. What's your favorite Santa?
Well, obviously, I love the Greensburg Santa, but I did work on the Bavarian Santa last year. I was very hands-on with designing that costume and, you know, had a little bit to do with all of them, but I would say that I think that one's the best.
It's beautiful. It is. I like the Italian Santa and the, what's her name?
La Befana.
La Befana in there and little fireworks and stuff like that. That was pretty neat. So much to see. It's a great way to start off your Christmas season. So think about coming out to the Christmas Night Market sponsored by the Diocese of Greensburg. That's Saturday, December 14th from 1 to 8 p.m. Christ Our Shepherd Center, 2900 Seminary Drive in Greensburg. Check out ChristmasNightMarket.org to register for the beer and wine tastings, the Christmas cookie tasting for children, the children's choir. All of them are ready to go. Registration is up and running. I want to thank you both for being on the show today. Robin Mull, Director of Marketing for the Diocese of Greensburg. Cliff Gorski, the Executive Editor for the Catholic Accent. You guys were warm and wonderful guests, and who knows, maybe we'll see you in an Irish St. Nick costume this year. You might. He's willing to do anything.
I can tell. You're number one on my list.
That's great. Listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB, I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.